From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Presidents Obama and Hu Jintao of China are trying to narrow the diplomatic gulf between their nations with promises to just keep talking. One of the most divisive issues is U.S. concern over China's undervalued currency. President Obama is urging China to allow the free market to determine the value of the yuan. When a reporter asked Mr. Obama if the U.S. should be worried about China's rapid economic growth, the president replied,
"The development of China has brought unprecedented economic growth to more people more quickly than just about any time in history. And that's a positive good for the world. And it's something that the United States very much appreciates and respects."
President Obama also says he is still urging China to improve its human rights record. Both leaders agreed to talk more on that issue. Federal mine safety investigators today blamed a series of maintenance and equipment failures for the coal mine explosion last April that killed 29 mine workers. NPR's Howard Berkus reports that investigators now sound confident that they know what triggered the blast at Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia.
But they're not ready to say they're 100% certain. They're still gathering and analyzing evidence. Still, in a briefing for reporters, the Mine Safety and Health Administration said the Upper Big Branch explosion began as a small ignition of methane gas, the kind that is not uncommon in coal mines. This one didn't burn itself out or dissipate, investigators said, due to poor ventilation in the mine, a poorly maintained mining machine that generated sparks, water sprayers that were rendered useless, and excessive coal dust. The coal dust, they said, turned a small ignition into a massive and deadly blast. Mine safety officials also completely discounted Massey Energy's theory that it was methane or natural gas alone that fueled the explosion from a crack in the mine floor. Massey will present the findings of its own investigation Friday to families of the victims. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.
Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut says he is retiring. The former Democrat turned independent addressed a crowd this afternoon to announce he would not run for a fifth term next year. A proposal to repeal the health care law that was enacted last year comes up for a vote in the House later today. Debate is underway, with Republicans arguing the sweeping health care measures are much too costly for a still weak economy. However, President Obama has long argued that the U.S. cannot afford not to change a system that he says has been pulling the country deeper into debt for years. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 19 points at 11,819. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 42 at 2,724. This is NPR. Palestinians are pushing ahead with their efforts to have the UN Security Council condemn Israeli settlement building. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. argues that this is an issue that should be resolved in negotiations rather than in UN resolutions.
The Palestinian representative to the United Nations says Israeli building projects pose a serious threat to a negotiated peace, and he argued it's time for the Security Council to send a strong message to Israel. U.S. Deputy Permanent Representative Rosemary DiCarlo described Israeli settlement expansion as, quote, corrosive, but added, this is an issue that Israelis and Palestinians have to resolve themselves.
We therefore consistently oppose attempts to take these issues to this council and will continue to do so.
The U.S. hasn't said whether it will veto the resolution, but has been encouraging Palestinians to drop the effort. Lebanon's ambassador says the resolution was co-sponsored by more than 120 countries, and he urged the council to speak with one voice in condemning Israeli settlement activity. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Rescuers are searching still for possible victims of a suicide bombing in Bakuba, Iraq, that authorities say killed at least 12 people today and wounded more than 50 others. Police in the city that's northeast of Baghdad said the attack was carried out by two people. The first gunned down security guards and allowed a second person to drive an ambulance into the site that exploded. A short time later, a suicide bomber attacked Shiite pilgrims on a road between Bakuba and Baghdad. Authorities say at least one person was killed. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington. Support.